family and our guests. If you're here this morning and you're a guest or you live in the area and you don't have a church family, I'm hoping this assembly time will explain at least part of the spiritual direction that the church, I believe, should focus on, and for us to do the will of the Father and also to have numerical growth. And so we'll be explaining that in weeks to come. And so that's what we want to do together this morning. You know, the month of January, it's named after the Roman god Janus, and who was usually depicted of having two faces. One face that looked forward, and another face that looked in the past. But most churches that I know want to look in the past and ignore any kind of changes we need to make for the future. And I think that where we have to do is not be a two-faced church. We need to look towards what lies ahead. My hope and prayer for our church family is that we will learn from the past. We can learn the good things, and we can learn the things that maybe need adjusted, and we can learn from our mistakes and desire to become forward thinkers and forward movers. Anytime that a church is heading in a direction, usually a direction means you're going to move. But sometimes what we do is we just look forward, but we don't move forward. And so we're going to actually tie scripture, we're going to tie songs that we sing that will give us the things that we need to do in the spirit of our heart in order to be able to do the will of the Father in 2019, and also pray for numerical growth. God told us through Jesus, the reason why you don't receive is you're not asking. And we need to be asking God to help our church to grow. God wants the kingdom to expand. But also, I'm concerned about our community. There's still a lot of unchurched people that are at home right now that's not going anywhere. I do know that there's several other church families in our area that are booming. They are booming, and they are putting satellite places to meet all around this town. But you know, really, when you look at Catawba County, when it comes down to how many people meet in a church family to celebrate Jesus and to live for Jesus, we still got a lot of people that stay home instead of participate in a body of Jesus Christ. And so we need to be praying about that. I want to work through scripture and songs this morning that lead us in a direction that all decide and desire to head forward together. Look on the back of your family news. There is a notepad there that you could fill this in. So, what's next? Well, we need to look upward. We need to look upward. Even though prayer has been important to our church family, it's needed more today than it has ever been needed. We need to grow spiritually in our prayers. We need to pray for spiritual things, even though we know prayer is needed and important. We need to make sure that we are being equipped how to pray. We need to have a heart that is willing to pray and praying on behalf. So what's next for 2019? I would like for you to make it a goal that every day in 2019, you are praying in behalf of this church family every day. Every day. I don't know what it's going to do to remind you of that. Post-it notes are great. but pray for our church family to grow spiritually and numerically every day. And I pray that you'll make that a goal. We need to seek God's purpose for us, and at the foremost, what's important to Him. We've got to get out of making church our way and making it God's way that He designed it. We need to seek God's purpose for us. We need to develop a relationship with Him through the following of His Son. And we need to make a decision today that's not negotiable. We need to build our relationship to God through the following of His Son. Non-negotiable. If it is learning to live the one another way in our relationship with each other, it's not negotiable. If God wants us to live in a one another way, we should not negotiate. If God's purpose for us is loving people who are hard to love and loving people's souls enough to do or to say something for them to be saved, that should be non-negotiable if that's what God wants. So we need to find out what God wants, and then we just won't negotiate. We just go do it for the year of 2019. I believe as we look upward, the key word is prayer. So would you please, as a church family, stand as our brother Mark Roberts leads us in praying the Lord's Prayer together, and as we sing a song. Let's please stand.
Please bow your head as we pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, your name be honored as holy. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we've forgiven our debtors. And lead us not in temptation.
What's next? Look upward. Strengthen our prayer life. Now, what's next? We move forward. It will be hard for you and I as individuals and us as a church family to move forward if we decide to keep looking in the past. It would be like running in a race where everyone is running face forward, and I make the decision I'm going to run the race to win it, but I decide to run it facing backwards. Most likely, we won't win. Most churches try to minister to people in 2018 with the same methods that we used in the 1950s. Really, it should be not about the time of the year. It should be the question of, if it works, let's keep doing the method. If the method don't work, let's move forward and find a method to get the message out. The message will never change, should never change, that Jesus came and died for me to win me back from my sin, to forgive me of my sin. And no matter what it takes to get that done, as long as it's a method, we can change it. We can change a method. We need to move forward. I'm as reluctant as you are. I struggle with technology. Sometimes our technology is keeping us from talking to each other. But I tell you one thing, technology has helped, that when I don't have time to talk, I can text in an encouraging word. That you're on my heart and you are in my prayers. And so we need to move forward. Even Paul tells the church in Philippi that his spiritual growth is focused on the future, not on the past. So I'm going to ask our brother John Stasny to come up, and he's going to read to us Paul's letter to in Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 14, what Paul had to tell them about where his spiritual growth was going to come from. So Philippians 3, 7 through 14.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything at a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of now knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having the righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through him, through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering, becoming like him in death, and so somehow to attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this. I have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, do not consider myself yet have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward goal to win the prize for which God has called to me in heaven and in Christ Jesus.
Oh, prayer. Look upward. Progress, move forward, and to change inward. Key word is praise. I didn't catch this for a long period of my life. But what does it take to be transformed? I believe it's when we truly understand what God has done for us. And all we want to do for the rest of our life is learn how to praise him with our life. Then things will start happening. When you put God higher than you, you praise him. When you put God higher than you, you'll be transformed. And when you have the model of Jesus that you're following, you'll become more like him. And then the Father is well pleased. You know, praise is simply acknowledging God for who he is and being able to express what he's done. It's in our outpouring of praise that we proclaim our wonder of God. Anytime that you're talking with somebody and in discussion, and it comes about to where they want to know about your life and who you are, and you would say, I'm a Christ follower. And if they would pursue that a little bit more, you can talk about the reason why I follow Christ is because of what God has already done. And here are some of the things that he's already done. And when you start praising him, you'll start changing inwardly. I don't think there's any dispute with that. In the act of praise, we are changed from the inside out. An internal transformation takes place as we recognize God for who he is. We declare our dependence on him to give us the strength and the power to equip us for the work that he has called us to fulfill. So I want you to hear the words of Isaiah. I believe where's David Watkins, our brother David Watkins? Okay. All right. Well, we'll read it. Yeah, go ahead. We'll take the time to do this. I tell you what we'll do, Cammie, can you just switch down to the song, and then we'll come back to the passage, okay? But this is talking about, I will praise you, from the words of Isaiah about praise, okay? And we'll follow along with you.
So Isaiah 40, 27 through 31. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
So what's next? Well, we got looking up. We'll commit stronger prayer life. We're going to start looking forward. And we're going to move towards what God wants us to be. We're going to look inward and allow the praise to come flowing so that we can be changed. So what's next? Well, probably the one we would like to leave out the most. But we can't. We can be like Jeremiah and just say, you know, people won't listen. I can go out and be as kind and loving and show them Jesus and do things for them. It just doesn't seem like they're listening. So, what's next? We need to reach outward. The key word here is potential. And while we are clearly called to equip and to minister to and worship with other Christ followers, our calling as Christ followers and as a church family together is to reach those who are not yet in church or being church. William Temple once said this: the church is the only cooperative society in the world that exists for the benefit of its non-members. The Times reporter of New Philadelphia, Ohio, I've been there actually, it's Amish country, it's not very far from where I grew up. But the Times reporter in 1985, wrote an article called describing the celebration at a New Orleans municipal pool. The party around the pool, get this, the party around the pool was held to celebrate the first summer in memory without a drowning in the city pools of New Orleans. So you have all the lifeguards coming together because in that year of 1985, they had no one drown in a city pool. In honor of the occasion, 200 people gathered, including 100 certified lifeguards. As the party was breaking up, and the four lifeguards on duty began to clear the pool, they found a fully dressed body in the deep end. they tried to revive Jerome Moody, 31 years old. But it was too late. He drowned. He had drowned, surrounded by lifeguards, celebrating their successful season. I wonder how many visitors, how many neighbors, how many strangers are among our daily lives that are drowning in loneliness, hurt, doubt. While we, who could help them, just didn't realize it. Now, I'm not downplaying celebration, because we as Christians have a reason to celebrate. Amen? But our purpose, as an old hymn says when we sing it, our purpose is not to just celebrate what has been done in the past, but is to rescue the perishing now. So, church family, I want you to read this passage with me. It's from 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verses 22 through 23. Read it with me. To the weak I became weak, to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. We will share in the blessings of the gospel when we share the gospel. The gospel was never for us just to come every Sunday to celebrate and never think outwardly. The gospel, the blessing of this good news, we can have. We just got to decide to go share it. Paul understood that his main purpose and the main purpose of the church was not to feed those with full stomachs, but to offer nourishment to the starving. See, we enjoy the blessing of that gospel as we share it. We are a church, and when we are a church at its best, then we are being the church to the unchurched. That's when we shine the most. You know what makes a church great? It's really not how big their building is, not how many programs they run. The church shines the best when we're out working together to win the unchurched. That's when we shine the most. Tell me real quick. Jesus said, we're the salt and light of the world. I think Brother Richard spoke this message over at Jericho last Sunday. What's it mean to hide a candle underneath a bowl? I believe hiding a candle under the bowl means when you have the gospel, and all you do is just hover around yourselves to celebrate it, that bowl needs to be removed so it'll shine to everybody, not just a few. Brothers and sisters, been here 10 years. I know a lot of you, still need to get to know a lot of you. You have more potential in you to seek and save the lost than what you believe you have. Amen. We just need to be hungry for it together. And if you have to come to us and say, then equip me. I don't want to fear being light to the world. So this gospel, to the weak, I became weak to win some. And then share in its blessing. Right now, our brother Brian McDermott is going to get up and share with us how we can keep the gospel going together in a monetarily way that we can give to the Lord. Do this in remembering me. What you just participated in, what you remembered, what you meditated on, there's no greater message that anybody could ever preach than that one. Jesus loved you and I so much, yet we were still sinners. He didn't say, get perfect, and then I'll forgive you. He says, see what I've done for you? I died for you. Come and receive forgiveness. Come and receive mercy. Come and receive grace. And it's a response. That's why it's important for us to remember. Our brother Larry Duncan is going to be in the back to receive some spiritual responses. And he can pray over them before you leave. If you're here and you feel like the tax collector and just say, I'm a sinner, I need mercy, then go to Larry and confess that. And you can leave here with grace and mercy upon your heart and in your mind that you can live the rest of this week on. Now, you might say, well, what if I'm like Simon? What if I'm like, I'm glad I'm not like those people? Well, Jesus says, repent. And you can still receive forgiveness, mercy, and grace. It's a heart issue. It's a heart matter. The only way we are going to fulfill God's purpose for us in 2019 as each day that God gives us as individuals in this church family, we need to dedicate ourselves this morning to a more powerful prayer life. Expect God to move. And then just tell him, here am I, send me. Equip me. Go to the church leaders. Go to the men and women of this church and say, teach me how to look up, move forward, change inwardly in praise, and to reach out to people. And I believe we're going to see numerical growth if we dedicate ourselves to those things. Larry's back there, ready to receive your response to what you just remembered. If you want to come up here and sign a card and nail it to the cross as a symbol of getting it there, you can do that during the song. If you want to wait until after the assembly's over and come up and write it and pin it to the cross, don't leave here as we're heading into a coming soon in 2019. Not knowing the power of the blood of Jesus. So we're going to sing the song together for us to respond in some form or fashion that there's power in the blood. If you need free from the burden of your sin, you can leave with forgiveness. If you got passion and you got pride and you're haughty, you can leave with God's passion for you. If you are someone that says, I want to feel clean, you can be buried into Jesus and be refreshed in your soul. And if you're here saying that, I want to dedicate my life in service to the Lord Jesus Christ, my King, you can do that as we